Advocacy groups and some Milwaukee residents who work in the suburbs are trying to save two county bus system routes. The routes, known as the job lines, were created 4 years ago. They take workers from 9 urban zip codes to jobs in suburbs and industrial parks. But the funding source for the routes is set to dry up at the end of the year. As WUWM's Mayon Silver reports, keeping the routes running might take some creative solutions.
The job lines are routes 61 and 6. One of them runs from Capitol Drive to Moreland Road and south through several New Berlin industrial parks. The other takes riders from Appleton Avenue to a business district in Menominee Falls. Proponents of the service held a news conference in the fall of 2016 to promote the job lines. One of the people who spoke was a rider, Antonisha Davis, a young Milwaukee mother who worked at FedEx in New Berlin.
I would actually really spend a lot of money, I think, if I had to pay people gas to get here.
Davis says the job lines route was affordable, with a cost of $2.25 or $1.75 with an M card. And she said another plus was that it makes limited stops.
Any other bus route, I think that stops at every stop would be 2 to 2.5 hours to get here, and they kind of sum it up into an hour, hour and a half at the most.
The job lines routes were created in 2014 as a result of a settlement in a lawsuit filed by MICA, Milwaukee Inner City Congregations Allied for Hope, and the Black Health Coalition of Wisconsin. They successfully argued that the State Department of Transportation discriminated against communities of color in the Zoo Interchange Project by not including improvements to public transit. Now, MICA and the Black Health Coalition are fighting to keep the routes alive. Funding is expected to run out at the end of the year. Brendan Conway of Milwaukee County Transit Services says that once the money dries up, the county would have to come up with $2.8 million a year if it were to keep the routes going.
We don't have that money just laying around, and so it's not to say that it can't be done or it won't be done, but it's just figuring out how it gets done, and you obviously want to be able to serve the most people most efficiently.
Conway says that one important metric to measure efficiency is passenger per bus hour, or how many passengers are using the bus on the average per hour.
So our average passenger per bus hour for a regular route, just as the very average, is 23.5. The route 6 averages 5 passengers per bus hour, and the route 61 is 11 passengers per bus hour.
Conway says that if the job lines can't be saved, there could be other answers, such as having Milwaukee County buses connect to Waukesha County shuttles. Meanwhile, Milwaukee County Board Chairman Theo Lipscomb says that he supports the job lines concept.
I think it's important that we'd maintain successful transit routes that connect workers to jobs the way the job lines have done.
But Lipscomb adds,
you've got to acknowledge that all routes are essentially in competition for scarce transit funding. So there's a constant reevaluation of which lines are most successful. The best opportunity would certainly be to get additional state funding, and or it's probably time to talk more about regional cooperation.
Peter Skopek is with WISPRG, the Wisconsin Public Interest Research Group. He believes it's up to the state of Wisconsin to prioritize transit and not to prioritize highways. And he says that if the job lines routes aren't getting enough passengers, that doesn't mean they should end. Skopek says that even 5 passengers per hour is worthwhile.
It's 5 people that are connected to jobs. It's an option to continue expanding service to attract more ridership, and I think we could do more to make sure that ridership continues to increase on those routes as well. So again, we think these routes should really be maintained.
Organizations that are trying to save the job lines are planning a number of actions, including a community rally next month. Mayan Silver, 89.7 WUWM.